Bienvenidos to the 50-50 Spanglish Podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
In this episodio, we are going to be talking about lo que es Mental Health Awareness Month en este mes de mayo. We're going to focus one in particular, lo que es ADHD. ADHD in me, specifically how I got diagnosed with it.
Your journey.
My journey with all that, así que, yeah, it's going to be quite a journey indeed, así que all this and more.
Coming up.
Ready?
Sorry.
You're good.
I had to brief.
Y bienvenidos, everybody, to the 50-50 Spanglish Podcast, donde somos aquí y somos allá. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
Y para recordarle a todos que this episode is indeed brought to you by the 50-50 Media, where we believe that if you have a business, you have an audience, así que engage with them, connect with them, grow. So, you know, go ahead and visit us and contact us for a free consultation on your media needs. Hey, more concise and to the point, ¿te gustó?
Yes, bendito.
You want me to like ramble on about everything that I just offered?
No.
All right, the ad is over. Entonces, officially, this advertisement is over. What are we talking about this month, babe? Tell me, though.
We are talking about mental health awareness since May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
I know that a lot of people like fight qué mes es qué and what we are observing because there's a lot of problems in this world. So
you know what though, like these are topics that we've been talking about since the beginning of the podcast. Coincidentally, like las cosas are kind of falling in kind of like order of what is trending. And to be fair, like we also want to be like talking about current things. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well,
but like we're not into politics, so
if there's going to be any month of any given year that mental health is something that's on the table and conversation wise, it's the year following 2020, verdad? Like the whole pandemic thing. So it makes sense why specifically este año, mental health, you know, es algo que people are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
People are definitely talking about this because I mean, like I was looking at these statistics earlier. The number's insane.
Well, I mean,
it is crazy. One in every
the
five.
World went through a traumatic experience as a whole.
Yeah, but
so.
I don't think these numbers are just single, solamente el factor because of the pandemic. I think it's definitely hasn't helped. But when you see one in five, especially here in the United States, one in five Americans going through like some type of mental health illness, that's tough, man. That's a lot. And then
one in five.
One in five.
That's accurate, I feel.
And then what's even
I feel like when I meet people you can tell like what happened to you, you know?
But can you though? Because there's people that we meet and we always hear that turns out that they have a mental health illness and we're like, do you though? You know what I mean? Like and algo que está interesting, something that I found really interesting también is that I was looking at these, you know, the infographics que hay, and this is all brought to you by like, you know, the National Alliance of Mental Health and Illness or NAMI. What out of those one in five who experience some type of mental health illness, less than half are going to get help.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's nuts. I probably shouldn't be saying that when it's mental health awareness, but you know what I mean? Though, like it's wow, dude, it's algo que we have a whole month dedicated to raise awareness. I can see why, because not enough people are getting the help. A lot of people are going through it, but not enough people are taking initiative of how to be proactive towards it. And I like that this year, the theme that they kind of chose to go with is called You Are Not Alone. And I think it's very important to kind of like, you know, I like that theme. Me gustó. Because
why?
I think with people who go through a mental health illness or, you know, a disease or whatever you want to call it, like, especially when it's like depression or when it's like, you know, some type of autoimmune, verdad, como tú tienes en tu caso, any illness in particular, muchas veces we feel alone.
Yes.
Muchas veces nos sentimos de que, okay, pero does anybody really understand what we're going through?
Mm-hmm.
Is this
and there's such, even if you can't afford like the most expensive best doctors and the best medication. And it's just knowing that hay gente que está experimentando the same thing at the same time that you are or went through what you did is so comforting.
And that's because we're, you know, social creatures by nature. So knowing that there's a little community of support, it's true. You know, and we can talk about like the health disparities all day long and the social inequalities que todo eso, pero I wanted to focus on specifically that theme right there. You are not alone. Because en verdad, if you are going through something like this, you're not alone. You really aren't. We had talked about este tema anteriormente. We have an episode called Beyond Taboo, you know, talking about la salud mental. If you haven't checked it out, go ahead and check it out. We're going to put the link in it below when, you know, in this episode aquí. And the biggest thing that we were trying to do is we were trying to break the stigma. But then we're trying to say that, okay, like, we can rise above the stigma that it is okay to have this conversation. Mm-hmm. It is okay to be like in tune.
Go get help.
Go get help if you need it. Dude, we were making some big talk. We were making some big claims.
Yeah, I feel like you were making more claims than I was.
I was like, okay, you guys, it is totally normal. Like, no se preocupen.
No
like,
tengan
you
know, vergüenza.
No les dé vergüenza.
No tengan shame. No, no se sientan que, you know, whatever comments your family might make about it, you do you, boo.
Así de fácil. Ni te preocupes. And
how long ago was that?
That was like, what, October of 2019 or 20? Was it 2020? No, I think it was 19.
No, the pandemic hadn't happened yet.
Yeah, the pandemic. It was October of 2019.
Oh, wow.
I was pre-warning you guys.
Oh, the
turntables. If you are going to need
turntables.
Okay. You know, little did we know that we were probably going to go through it. So, you know what? After all those big claims, man, yo dije verdad, se me hizo fácil, but that's exactly what I did. And let me tell you guys cómo sucedió todo esto.
Do tell.
Due to COVID, which was like the thing of last year, due to COVID, it, particularly in my case, we have said this before, but when COVID first started, you did not slow down. You got busier than ever. You went full throttle.
The county was counting on me.
Yes, you were a first responder as our public health servant at the county health department.
The entire population of our city was relying on me.
See, dude.
So
imagínate. all the rest of
part time.
All the crisis of an epidemic on your shoulders. Yo, that's a lot, man. Todo eso te pidieron. Yeah, that's a lot to take on. However, in my case, I had the extreme opposite effect. Yo como maestro de la comunidad, we just collected a free check for like 3 months. I'm just kidding. No es cierto.
Te pasas.
No es cierto. pero it happened, was it before or after spring break? Se me olvidó when we like stopped going to school. I think it was right before spring break.
Before spring break, como que like, we're going to extend spring break. Actually, you know what? Spring forever.
Spring forever. It's always spring break. You never have to come back.
See.
And me being home more often and trying to figure out how to even do the instruction.
You know how interesting that is? I'm so sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Yo siento como que si hubiera pasado lo opuesto, we would have been fine. We would have been fine. You are versed in the medical field. You would love to work in the emergency room one day. You wanted to go volunteer to test for COVID, you know, help like a clinic or something to help people test people tested, for COVID.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I would have just loved to be home.
Yeah.
But
no pasó eso.
Ocurrió lo opuesto.
Ocurrió lo opuesto. ¿Y qué es lo que sucedió en eso? Like, tenía tanto tiempo sitting to myself more than ever. Mm-hmm. Sí, por sí, like, I'm the type of person that if I had too much free time, I was going to be up to no good.
Mm-hmm.
So having all the free time, especially in the early COVID days when we had no idea how this was going to transpire, man, it was a long days of me just sitting there with my thoughts.
Y yo trabajando duro.
And just sitting there with my thoughts and sitting there with my thoughts. Y sabes que these thoughts were not pleasant. They were not good thoughts. And it was difficult to explain to you de que I did not feel good. Y tú llegabas como que like, pero no has hecho nada. And, you know, that's kind of like all led for me like falling into some type of rut, man. Like, and we saw it here even in this podcast. Like, we went into a pod fade right around that time.
Yeah.
I think we like went like maybe 2-3 months without posting content.
Well, I was like, you have all this time now, you know? Mm-hmm. Como que like your creative juices, now you don't have to think about mucho de, you know, because muchas de las razones por las que no éramos constant was because you had a teaching job that took up a lot of your time. Mm-hmm. Y era como, you know, long hours at work, staying before or after class for the kids, field trips. And now I'm like, well, estás en la casa, you know, like all of these things.
Yeah, you're right.
You could focus on and really like get this going, you know. And I was, you know, working part time. So I'm like, hay que atorarle, you know. And you we will. And you just put it off. And months went by.
Dude, it took me a while to even recognize
that. But no más fuiste tú, like a lot of people, like a lot of YouTubers, a lot of people like really took it bad and disappeared.
Pero, you know, interestingly enough, it was precisely because of that experience que me hizo a mí capacitar en el sentido de que, why am I feeling this way?
Yeah.
You know, because ha habido veces que me sentía mal, claro. You know, it wasn't the first time that I've had unpleasant thoughts and feeling bad, you know. And by unpleasant, I don't mean anything like beyond, like, you know, I'm not talking about suicidal, just overall like feeling like a fraud or a failure, más que nada, ¿verdad? Okay. I've definitely felt like that before, but I always figured because I was struggling with something. Like when I felt like that as a teacher, it's because, oh, well, I'm struggling with keeping up with grades, or I'm struggling with, you know, making sure that the lessons are as engaging as I can, or I'm struggling with connecting con uno de mis estudiantes, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. And I felt, me sentía de esa forma, y yo pensaba que era porque I was so busy. You know, because you're right. Yeah, tenía todo eso as a teacher, the field trips, the after school, the bringing the homework to grade at home. And then on top of that, like, you know, the content that we're trying to produce. And then on top of that, our real, you know, when we're home, our real time was trying to still go invested to all the volunteer work hacemos, you know, for our congregation. So yo pensaba que era because I was so busy.
Yeah.
So then when I finally had time to just sit, mm-hmm. and I still wasn't getting anything done, I was like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
¿Qué está sucediendo aquí? Like, why am I still feeling like a fraud here?
Yeah. Y uno que no entiende, or like coming from like the outside perspective, it's like, pues el Jesse just needs to take, you know, time to relajarse un poquito, you know, porque pues ha trabajado mucho por mucho, pero luego pasaron semanas. And then I was like, oh, this fool's just like just chill. Lounging.
Yeah, man.
He's just chilling.
Yeah.
No quiere hacer nada. Like, si de por sí, I always thought like que eras flojo, mm-hmm. for the
sake of being flojo.
Like just
the hobby.
I mean, who loves to do chores? Nobody loves to do chores. You know right. what I'm saying? But right. I'm just like, I was just like, oh, he's just like in his, he's just embracing lockdown, you know, like he's really just locking down and not doing anything. Pero I had no clue that you were going through this whole internal struggle until you opened up to me and told me. And that wasn't till recently.
Yeah. So. You know, and I know that we posted some episodes throughout that time period. Por ejemplo, uno que me acuerdo yo that comes into mind is 10 Things I Hate About You, where we're kind of like just ranting on each other.
Yeah.
Like, one of the biggest things that I use for deflection is humor, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. I didn't feel good. No me sentía bien. Like, me saying de que I'm feeling horrible and I'm feeling like I'm not being productive, just overall not being productive was enough to me to be like, what's my excuse? You know, especially with me, what's my excuse? Mm-hmm. So all of that finally led to the que, well, let's go check this out. Let's go ask for help. Let's go see realmente what's going on.
Yeah.
So I did. I went and I, you know, made an appointment. Now, let me just say this. There are some clinics.
Say what you gotta say.
Hay unas clínicas que les llamé, and let me tell you guys, okay? No voy a decir nombres de las clínicas, pero están en nuestra localidad, especialmente in the Summerton area.
We live in a like Yuma is considered como.
It's a small city.
Low income. Like we just. It's up and coming, pero at the same time, it's like the resources are very slim.
Right.
So. You know, when we talked about my autoimmunity, like it wasn't too long ago that, you know, it was only one doctor. There was only one pediatric that was dealing with endocrinology, and there was only one endocrinologist at the time. Now there's, I believe, two.
There you go. Watch out. Watch out, Yuma. All these options that we have.
See,
Aguas.
It's just, yeah. So I'm sorry that you had to go through that as well. But it is what it is when you live in this small town.
Yeah. Look, like you said, I didn't want to see specifically someone who is specializing in mental health. I didn't want to just do this through a PCP. And look, if I was thinking of the PCP that I was going to, she's like, oh, well, you know, you can call this clinic, ¿verdad? So I called the clinic in the hospital that's here in, you know, in Yuma. And I don't know, man. They just made the whole thing so stressful. They were like, oh, yeah, if you want to come to us, you know, you have to, like, fill out
this form. That's how the guy talked? It was a gentleman. I do remember.
Era un gallo, así como que, like, yeah, you have to, like, fill out this form. We're going to mail it to you. And I'm like, you're going to mail it to me? Yeah, we can mail it or fax. Dude, this was 2021, all right? This is this year. He's going to mail it to me or fax it. And he's like, oh, or
you, sí te dijo que podía ir.
Or dijo, you can come pick it up. However, the doctor itself is virtual. And I was like, oh, cool. So the doctor gets to be virtual, but I don't get a virtual option? You're giving me like the most physical options known to existence of man? Like the only way that he could have gone more prehistoric, he must ancient, is like if he sent me smoke messages or if he literally like did it in a tablet estilo Moisés with the Ten Commandments, bro. Like, así, like that's más ancient no se podía. This guy was like,
¿más qué?
Más ancient.
Oh.
Like, like you know, nomás le faltó, like, the papyrus manuscripts.
I just remember, thinking, like,
I was so mad.
You work for a mental health.
Yes, dude, exactly. I was like, excuse me. I remember that I ranted to you, like, let me get this straight. So these people work for, like, folks who deal with mental health problems. Now, in my case, I'm not bipolar. I'm not schizophrenic. I'm not, like, prone to anger. However, me imagino que they're going to deal with those type of people, ¿verdad?
Oh, okay, you're not prone to anger, but you went to anger management when you were 5.
Okay, like, but I'm not saying, like, violent, like, anger, like, you know, like someone
no, who's sí, pero sí,
bipolar
sí,
or schizophrenic.
Sí, sí, siento como que para que uno trabaje con en una clínica like that with people who are calling in.
You would think you would be more accommodating, no?
Maybe you need some classes that is from a spa. Well, like in a spa, you talk like this and you're like, hi, how can I help you? You know what I'm
something
saying?
Something like, to diffuse the situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, man. Me habló como si, like, como si fuera res. O sea, como que like,
all right, no, I didn't feel that from him.
Are you going to come into the slaughterhouse later? No, or like what, dude?
No,
like,
he,
you
know, was, like, no, he was just not above or below. He was just doing his job.
I forgot the guy's name, but fire him, please.
Hi, Jesse.
Now let me tell you though.
Okay, he's not angry.
You know what though? That I was like, you know what, sir? That's fine. Mail it to me. But let me let you know that we live in the United States and healthcare is a business, my friend. So I am gonna take my business elsewhere.
And you did.
Luckily for us, we have 2 mental health aquí en Yuma. So
we got options.
We have options, man. So you are not getting my money. Someone else is. And let that clinic in Yuma know that they lost my business simply because el guy no me pudo hacer la vida más fácil y me la complicó demasiado. And when someone has mental health illnesses like myself, I don't need that. I don't got time for that. So I went here locally, aquí in Somerton, actually.
So my gang,
man, they came through, you know. Luego, cuando les hablé a los dueños de Summer, they were like, ay, pues sí, pero fíjate, mijo, lo que vamos a hacer es, y ya como con eso, like, it's a different mm-hmm. vibe, you know? Different yeah. vibe. So,
well, that's
cool.
Good.
Yeah. And specifically, I wanted to go to see, why am I not being productive? What is wrong with my productivity? Y yo quería que me digan, Jesse, no tienes nada, eres simplemente flojo, and you procrastinate a lot. That's what I was hoping for.
Why? Where were you hoping?
Because, like, si me decían, I didn't want to self-diagnose myself.
Uh-huh.
And I thought
But you were not self-diagnosing yourself because this is something that has been mentioned before.
Yes, when maybe, but were I come smaller. From a family that's prone to self-diagnose themselves.
Ah, pues eso sí.
You know, so, you know, like, we are the family, I grew up in the family that if someone had cancer, then I am bound to have cancer, you know, or that could have been me, or I probably have, like, I couldn't watch Teletón without thinking I'm probably going to get one of those things, you know, like, yo siempre pensado de esa forma, so I would just write it off as in, like, no, first of all, like, no, that's not me, I'm fine, estoy bien, so yo fui con eso de que then let's just rule it out. Let's just make myself feel better, para que vea that I have no diagnosis of any kind.
Y luego también, like, just to know where you stood and how to help yourself. and kind of be like, okay, am I overthinking this? Is mm-hmm. it something que, you know, porque hay muchas cosas que uno puede, que tú puedes hacer.
Yeah.
You know, to be more productive with a mental health disease or not.
Because I've been dealing with unproductivity for years.
Yeah.
For years I've been dealing with unproductivity. In fact, I need to give a special shout out to Gloria Coronado, my former supervisor.
Isn't she the best?
Because I feel like she was the first tipping point into me even having this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I've always been someone that, you know, I've been smart enough to retain information. Aprendo las cosas bien rápido. Like, I can think outside the box quite easily. Las cosas, when it comes to that, you know, when it comes to like intellect capacity, siempre me han salido fáciles. Pero in this specific role that I had, you know, in health promotions, I remember que mi former boss, la Gloria, vino y me llamó a su office. And she's like, okay, yes, y te tengo que ser muy franca contigo, okay? And I was like, oh man, here we go. And then she's like, why aren't you following up with the reports that you're supposed to send? Why aren't you following up with the email that you're supposed to send? And I'm like, oh my God, Gloria, there's just so little things. Like, who cares, dude? Like, I'm out here killing it with the students. I'm like out here connecting with them. Like, we're out here making programs and like reaching to different coalitions and partnerships. And you're worried about an email? Like, seriously? And she's like, I just need to understand. Why aren't you doing it? Are you procrastinating? And I'm like, no, I don't know. And she's like, well, I'm going to send you to this HR training called Eat the Frog. Y me acuerdo que me mandó esa cochinada.
Like a good boss does.
Sí. So me mandó to this HR training and I was so upset because I was like, oh, this is stupid. Like, you know, whatever. And this was like before I started teaching, ¿verdad? Like maybe like a year before I started teaching.
Uh-huh.
Y voy a este HR thing.
Y así le recompensaste. Y fuiste.
Voy a este HR thingy and the lady's like, you have to eat the frog. And I was like, what? What is she talking about? You know, me quiero comer un sapo, like, you know? And she was talking about the gate. Sometimes you have to deal with tasks. And she asks, how do you eat a frog? Me pregunto.
Uh-huh.
Not me specifically, sino a todo el grupo, ¿verdad? Había los otros cinco que estaban ahí. Los otros cinco mensos como yo, ¿verdad?
No estás menso.
Anyways, so ahí estaba. Y luego dicen, me preguntan, how do you eat a frog? And I was like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, one bite at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, vamos a chile, oiga, o una salsita.
Tres con todo.
Algo, you know? And then,
Why? You don't need to shake that.
Oh, I have my outline back there.
It's because the glare is bothering my eyes.
Oh, okay. So,
oh, God.
Sorry. I'll turn it off right now. Anyway, so she asked, ¿verdad? How do we eat the frog? Yeah, no zico. And then she started talking about like how, you know, sometimes the one task that we want to do the least is the one that we should get it over with. Like if you actually had to eat the frog, you're better off eating it early in the day than making it the last thing in the day, because sooner or later you have to eat it anyways. Así que get it over with, essentially. That's the
analogy.
That's the motto, ¿verdad? And I remember, you know, okay, she started an assessment. De que, let's take this little self-assessment quiz to see how good you are at prioritizing your daily tasks. And I was like, ay, sas, dale. And we started taking it. And then, like, what felt to me like mere seconds, but it was actually minutes, she then says, okay, all done. Now let's score, you know, let's see what you scored. And if you got like... if you got like 9 out of 10 points, digamos, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. Oh, then you were super organized. You know, you're very efficient. If you got like a 7 out of 10, you know, you are pretty efficient, but there's some room for improvement. If you got like a 4 out of 10, like then, you know, you have a lot of improvements to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt so bad. Tenía tanta vergüenza because I didn't even finish the assessment. I got distracted thinking about like, sepa qué I was doing, and I never even finished it.
You got distracted in your own mind.
I got distracted in my own mind. Mm. And I didn't finish the assessment. So I have like, I didn't get 4 out of 10. I got like -0 or -2 out of 10. Like ni lo llené, ni lo terminé. And that's the first time que realmente me puse a pensar de que, whoa, why couldn't I finish this?
You know what? It's so amazing que that working for the health department has really helped us grow. because yeah. It's just it sounds like an HR training or like another conference mm-hmm. or another keynote speaker.
But yeah.
They really have been pinnacle moments in our lives that we root back to something we learned while we were working there, mm-hmm. which is so great.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and I really do credit that being a moment de que, well, this was a very simple task. I should have been able to do this.
¿Y cuántas preguntas eran?
Eran como 15, dude. That's it. No eran muchas. Okay. You know? No eran muchas. And algo ahí fue cuando lo primero que dije, oh, me puso a pensar, pero yo being yo quickly disregarded it as like, well, this HR thing is stupid anyways. That's probably why I didn't do it, you know? Because I didn't.
Excusas.
Because I didn't want to. ¿Verdad? Excusas. And then when I was a teacher, que ni se diga. I was always struggling with emails. I was always struggling with following up with, you know, Mr. Champagne. I was always following with grading my assignments on time.
A ver, dinos, how many emails do you have not opened?
Do you want to know a ballpark?
No.
Because I don't know the exact number.
It should tell you there.
Well, I have multiple emails. In the 50-50 one, that one's pretty good because you have access to it.
Yes.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
In the Jesse the Soma one, I have like 150. Oh, God. In the Jesse J one, I have 4,500 plus. In the Lincoln one, I have 278. And when I was a high school teacher, I had over 1,000 unopened. That's because they email you so much stuff, man.
But uno de esos emails es como like coupons and promotional stuff,
sí,
right?
Sí, okay. Okay. You know, so, you know, and todo eso yo batallado y yo pensaba que era because I was just too busy to really sit down and do all this.
Sí, tienes un pleito con emails and text messaging.
So then, todo eso, ¿verdad? All these excuses.
Uh-huh.
When I had nothing going on y estaba aquí sentado due to COVID.
Exacto.
Then, still nothing was getting done anyways. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was like, okay, what is going on here? Dijo el Jim, what is going on? What is going on? So yeah, fui. And I was like, let's get an answer.
Fui a Soma.
I got a mental health evaluation. Let me tell you, man, this mental health evaluation is something else, dude.
Why?
They are a trip.
¿Por qué?
Because it's funny, because like they hacen todas las preguntas más íntimas de la vida, ¿verdad?
Íntimas,
¿verdad? First thing they want to know is if I'm a substance abuse person. And I'm like, no, can I just be depressed for the sake of it? Like,
no, amor, but there's a huge problem with substance abuse. Oh, yeah,
for sure, ¿verdad? They were asking, there are some questions that did trip me out, though.
Okay.
Me preguntó el doctor, ¿no?, que estaba haciendo la evaluation, me dijo, do you have a sense of imminent doom? I'm just like, what do you mean? Of course I do. And he's like, could you elaborate on that? I'm like, well, I'm going to die one day. Well, yeah, but do you think soon? I'm like, maybe. Why would you think that? I'm like, dude, how can you tell me that I might not die right now? Like, you know, I might just get a brain aneurysm and just flop right there, dude. Like, right here in front of you. Mm. Like, you know how many articles I've read of people who are, like, playing basketball and their heart just stops out of nowhere? Like, have you know, like, I could...
Do you watch House?
I could twist my ankle walking down the stairs that I just came up with and just crack my neck right there. You know, like, you know, the elevator can malfunction and, like, you know, suffocate me in there. Like, there's all kinds of things that I can die in. And he was looking at me like, okay, yeah, but that's not normal.
I love that you can laugh, but at the same time, it's not.
Yeah, when I went off on a rant of, like, explicándole the 1,000 ways that I could die right now or the next day, mm-hmm. that's cuando me caché de que, like, oh. Yeah, I don't know why I keep thinking, like, something bad is going to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I even told him, like, you know what? That's interesting that you mentioned that because ha habido muchas ocasiones que, you know, ponle que las cosas están yendo bien con nosotros. Like, you know, not just, like, our relationship, but, like, everything. Life in general, ¿verdad? Life is going good. Our groceries are legit, ¿verdad?
Sacamos la basura.
Pagamos los biles, you know. Caminamos los perros. We're on it, ¿verdad? We're on it.
Yeah.
Y si pasan como like 2 meses of continuously being on it, ¿qué es lo que te digo?
Something bad is going to happen. You're like, I can't get used to this feeling because something really bad is going to happen.
Something bad is going to happen.
This is what Jesse says. Te va a dar cáncer. Like, yo, thanks. I have cancer insurance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do. You have cancer insurance. Más tú que yo. You have a higher insurance than I do.
Yeah. Thank you.
But I have higher accident insurance than you do. to be fair. En serio, no, to be fair.
Because you know? Even though Jesse feels como que in imminent, guess, imminent doom?
Yeah, imminent doom.
He's impulsive. Mm-hmm. So no es como que you're cooped up at home, scared of leaving or Mm-mm. going on a plane Mm-mm. or you still want a motorcycle, you know? We still argue about you wanting a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. So it's como que like, You are still experiencing life. Que bueno. I appreciate that it's not like a crippling sense of I can't do anything because me voy a morir, you know? Or something bad's gonna happen. But it is something present in your mind.
It is. Así que yeah, like le decía la Jessica, like, you know, jugando. Like, okay.
Jugando.
Sí, like jugando, pero broma en serio kind of way. Así como que, yeah. Like, babe, every video game that I play, when you enter the room where you find all the items and all the health bars and all the weapons, uh-huh. that means that you're about to go fight a boss and it's about to get real. ¿Verdad? So, like, when our life was going good, you know, seemingly and you know, based on our perception, our perspective, es como que decía, babe, estamos ahorita en el punto de nuestra vida, in the level del video game, uh-huh. that we have all the health, all the items, all the weapons, because we're about to go into a boss level right now. Like, you know, something's going to come up.
Yeah.
So
what else happened in that evaluation?
I mean, you know, that was one of the biggest things. And then I was explaining my fidgeting. I was explaining my impulsiveness. I was explaining my, you know, my inattentiveness to like pay attention. Y todo eso. Mm-hmm. And after varias evaluaciones, varias sí. conversaciones.
¿Cuánto duró? ¿Cuántas visitas?
Creo like que tres.
Three?
Ajá. Tres visitas acá. And then they finally scheduled me with the psychiatrist. And they said, yeah, you have ADHD. And that was the first time that I had the official diagnosis. Mm-hmm. Siempre me imaginaba que algo tenía.
Sí.
No lo quería admitir.
Yeah.
Pero having that diagnosis right there presented in front of me.
How did that make you feel?
I think in a very similar way how you felt when you had your autoimmune disease. Like, it sucks. It's not the best feeling in the world, but at least knowing what it is.
Yeah.
De perdida podemos decir, oh, well, that kind of makes sense, right? She's like, yeah, Jesse, like, especially like, she went specifically in the combined form of ADHD que yo tengo, ¿verdad? Like, me imagino the way that she explained it, and if I'm wrong, ¿verdad? Correct me if I'm wrong, but if I were, the way that I understood it and she explained it, is de que, pues, igual que todo es a spectrum, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Particularly in mi caso, I have a combined form. O sea, I am inattentive and impulsive. And that's me in a nutshell, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That is me in a nutshell.
Two words could have described Jesse.
It's inattentive and impulsive.
Sí.
Ah, but that's not all. It was like, oh, you have ADHD with a side of depression, you know? Like, oh, sí, para llevar, you know? Side of depression and anxiety. And I was like,
you have moderate, right?
Yeah, moderate anxiety and persistent dysmethia, mm-hmm. which is like persistent depression or something like that, ¿verdad?
Mm-hmm.
And that one caught me by surprise. I was like, really? Are you sure about that one? It's like, dude, would you like to explain to me how you're not going to die yet? I'm like, oh, I definitely am one day. And they're like, okay, well, there you go. And yeah, they explain what my options were. And
you started therapy.
I started therapy.
How is therapy?
It has been good.
I love therapy for you.
You know what? It has been good. Tengo oficialmente 2 meses que recibí mi diagnosis oficial de ADHD, ansiedad moderada y depresión. Y it has been, I think, these 2 months, the journey of more self-learning that I have personally had in myself in a long time. Especially when it comes to like processing lo que siento. Mm-hmm. I've always been the person that helps other people process what they feel, tanto as a
you're
teacher.
You're very good at that.
Tanto as a teacher, and even like with my friends and my family. I've always been the person that like sits down and y me explican lo que sienten, and I help them process what they're feeling.
I mean, I feel like maybe that's one of the reasons why I was like drawn to you,
mm.
because I was a wreck. When we met, when we became friends, pero once we got married, I was like, why does everybody tell you what they're feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Porque es que like todas las personas que conocemos y que no conocemos o apenas conocemos, are just pouring their emotions onto you. And you always seem to give really good, well thought out like advice, and you care, and you basically like give them an opportunity to be listened and
express themselves
and express themselves
in a very safe way. Sure.
Yeah. But yeah, you don't do that for yourself.
Isn't it weird?
I mean,
isn't that funny?
I feel like in moments,
it's casi cliche, no? Like, o sea,
yeah,
es un poco cliche eso, dude.
Yeah, pero sí sucede more often than not. We're really good, como like decir, como yo with my closest friends, I can see them y sus mejores atributos, and like I'm rooting for them, and I try to pump them up, and but then when it comes to me, it's like it's hard, and sometimes like, you know, one of them has told me before, like what you tell me, I want you to know that for you.
Sí.
And it's hard, but oh, it's a work in progress, I feel.
It is. Y en verdad, like, es algo que me han dicho the whole team que tengo, apparently, because I have a psychologist, a counselor, and a psychiatrist working with me. Dang,
look at you.
I know, dude. I'm like supporting all of them and their families right now at this point. And
well, and, they're helping you too.
Y one of the biggest things que me dijeron es de que, you know, because después de explicarle, like, you know, who I am as a person and everything that I do and everything that I go through, you know, day in, day out. Well, you know, Jesse, tú te dedicas mucho en ayudar a otras personas, which is great. Pero in this process, you're going to have to dedicate some time in helping yourself. Mm-hmm. So just make sure that you communicate that con la gente.
You can't pour from an empty cup.
Right. ¿Verdad? And we know this, you know, even from like a biblical standpoint, we know this. Pero somewhere along the lines, that balance,
you pierde, lose it,
¿verdad? And it's all about finding that balance. So that's the road that I am in now. And in the next episode, vamos a hablar specifically, you know, lo que es ADHD, the troubles that people with ADHD typically deal with, especialmente en mi caso, and how it all makes sense now, like filling in the gaps throughout my life and my attitude and my choices, you know, that type of thing. And the type of treatment que hemos recibido and how we've seen the benefit nosotros, you know, the results of it so far, que tú y yo hemos visto, and what that means in nuestra cultura, especially like our mixed culture, because we because we are mixed, we've even had mixed reactions regarding that. Así que,
yes, we have.
This is something que vamos a hablar in our next episode. Así que we encourage you all to tune in to that episode, lo que es ADHD en mí, parte 2. Pero antes de terminar, we want you guys all to reach out, ¿verdad? If you guys are going through any type of mental health illness, I'm going to leave some resources there in the bottom of ustedes, you know, tanto a hotline to some other articles that may help, you know, and just know that you are not alone. You are not alone, you know, when it comes to this journey of mental health. Así que,
and if you want to talk about it, let's.
Let's, man. Feel free. Feel free to reach out because, you know, de nuevo, no están solos. Once again, everybody, thank you all for listening to
The 50-50.
And that is it para nuestro episodio of ADHD and Me, parte una. This whole conversation with how, like, it's ups and it's downs, like, all within, like, a 30, 40-minute time span, dude.
Yeah.
That's my life in general. That's my head in general.
I feel like it's just nice that it's going to be in this episode, but I do feel like we've talked about little bits and pieces of this puzzle before, but now it's going to be, like, more, like, if that's what they want to know, they can go to this episode.
Yeah, for sure. Y algo que, verdad, something that we've always kind of advocated for is that we don't just want to be talk, you know, like, no queremos estar ahí, like, saying, ay, pues todo bien, you guys, no se preocupen, and then, like, me being in denial and saying, no, I'm fine. I didn't want to be in denial. I wanted to have an answer. Now,
and just be open, because I feel como que muchas personas no hablan de esto. Even though they might be going to therapy, they might be, you know, they might be undergoing medication, but it's just like they want to keep it to themselves because they're afraid of saying it.
I've been really open about sharing it. Yeah, you're true. That's right.
So I'm proud of you.
Sí, le he dicho a todos. Like, le dije a mi taquero el otro día, like, hey, ¿sabes qué? 3, por favor, pero con todo, porque tengo depresión y si no tiene todo, me vas a deprimir.
Okay.
You know, but I've been open for that same reason, because I do believe that we should be breaking the stigma of lo que es mental health.
Yes.
You know, even my family, ¿verdad? I love my family. I love them so much. Pero cuando dicen, oh, pues es que yo les digo que tienen que ser fuerte y que le echen ganas. Yeah, but how?
Yep.
You know? Like someone who breaks their legs, no lo más le va a echar ganas. He's going to go seek help. They're going to go seek help. Mismo con esto. Así que, I'm glad I did it. You know, I'm glad that I have an answer.
Pero for the love of, please.
¿Por qué? ¿Qué?
Es lo que pasa con el Jesse, you guys.
Ay, Dios mío.
Tiene un team, right? Sí. Tiene como, ¿qué tiene? Psicólogo, psiquiatra, social worker, all kinds of things.
All kinds of things.
And
un payaso.
Que hace okay, trouble. But lo diagnosticaron con ADHD, right? So sí. We know this.
And depression.
And anxiety. But la cosa es que yo no voy con él a sus citas.
No.
Right? Mm-mm. This is a you thing. If you want to talk about it, you tell me. If you don't, you don't. La cosa es que se te olvidan las citas.
That's something that the receptionist no entienden. Me dan una tarjeta y yo sigo porque like, okay. I'm gonna
and
lose this.
I don't know. Like the first time you had to go to therapy, you had to reschedule because you forgot you had to go to therapy. And I'm just like, dude. People, he has ADHD. Like if I'm not there, you know, and sometimes we don't like, I don't want to push things on you. Like, si me quieres decir, si no, no. And honestly, like buy you a calendar, me thinking that it's going to help you. You know, it's like,
I forget to write the calendar.
You forget to write it down. It's un show.
Oh, I told the psychiatrist, we talked about this in this podcast before, but you know how I mentioned that I don't like being notified by machines?
Yeah.
I told my psychiatrist that and she told me that I have to suck it up.
You do, dude, because like, it's just, ¿cómo te diré? Es como que like you are drowning and somebody's throwing you a lifeline. You know what I'm saying? Like just use your resources.
She's like, just use the machines. And I was like, I want to rely on my brain. She's like, yeah, dude, your brain sucks, dude. That's what we're trying to tell
your
you.
Your brain is undergoing a transitional phase and, you know, it's getting a makeover.
Yeah.
So
it's like, you're relying on something faulty, my guy. And yeah. I'm like, oh, man. So,
see, dude, like, honestly,
I've been using Siri more often. I don't know if you've heard me.
Yeah, but I didn't want to point it out because I didn't want to say anything.
I'm trying, like, Siri and I, like, you know,
I'm trying to be the wife that doesn't be like, I have it.
No, le estoy calando. Siri and I right now, we're like in first date. You know, we might go second date. Vamos a ver. Let's see what the vibe is, ¿verdad? ¿Cómo me responde la Siri? Porque a veces se pone de unos moños que nomás no.
A veces te habla cuando no, ni al caso.
Ya sé,
pero,
hey Siri, help me out with this reminder.
Pero,
God, your groceries are ready.
Oila.
No, Siri, nadie te está hablando. Nadie te está hablando, Siri. Shh. ¿Te digo? Mi totera.
Metiche. Todo está.
Metichona.
Pero sí, o sea, es la cosa que he's trying to get all this help, but he doesn't go to his appointments. And he's constantly rescheduling. And I'm just like, wait, are we in the same rabbit hole? Like, oh, man.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But you know what? De perdida, the team itself, like the psychiatrist, he has ADHD. And it took him 10 years to get his degree.
Well, mira.
Because he kept forgetting to turn in the work and sitting down and doing it. Aww. So, you know. Me despertía mintiendo un poquito, ¿verdad?
Pues, ojalá te va a ayudar porque,
you know,
el comal le dijo la olla, you know?
Yeah, typically cuando hacemos esos episodios, we like to ask questions de que like, hey, what are you guys going through? Yes, yes, yes. So I don't really want to ask you like, hey, let me know what mental health illness you're going through.
If you want to talk about it, let's talk about
it. If you want to share, feel free to share. Pero más que nada es, you know, biggest things that I want to ask is, you know, how can you do your part in mental health awareness? Can it be by, you know, participating in an event? Could it be by, you know, learning more about the information, seeing how you can help a friend or even helping yourself? So, esa es la pregunta para ustedes. How can you, you know, be involved in mental health awareness in este mes de mayo? Así que, if you've been enjoying this episode, go ahead and check out our website, check out our Instagram. It's the.50fifty. And our website is the-50fifty, which is, of course, part of the 5050 Media, where we also have our business and media content producing. Because if you have a business, you have an audience, help us connect with that audience, engage with them, and, of course, grow your business. So contact us for a consultation on all your media needs. Y como siempre, everybody, thank you all for listening to
the 5050.